neck straighten her out. I tell you, I have been so blessed today by this service. I hope you've been feeling as good about it as I have. And I've had such a wonderful Sunday. I read the comics in the Green Bay paper earlier the day than normal. And I wanted to cut out Bizarro in the worst way. But since it's a community newspaper up there in our dining hall at the Scandi Village, I didn't dare do it. But be sure you look at Bizarro in the Sunday comics. It is the best one they've had for a long time. And for better or worse, that one was so good too. And Hagar should have been left out. In your bulletin, it says, serving the community since 1853. I'd never noticed that line before. And isn't it good? Just think of those years. Last Sunday, I had the privilege of preaching on Washington Island at the Bethel Church. And that church was erected in 1865. Old preachers for old churches, I tell you. It's great to see. Our hearts are truly, and prayers are truly with Dawn today. And to have read the one that she gave last night, which sent to us that email, an email of positive walk with God and feeling God's presence in her heart and mind, it was truly wonderful. It was not a good week. When we think about the 26 who were killed, and on that Friday morning when in many places they were ringing their bells for 26 times. We are happy that day before yesterday, the man who was chained to his bed in Mexico since August was released. And so one of our citizens comes home. Thankful for that. I like the papers around here, and I read usually the last thing I read because I want to remember it, and that's Diane Kirkland's The Ephraim News, and there I did see that Mary's birthday is today, and the Girdmans are 61 in marriage. It's fun to read. I have my own private newstaker, news giver. He stops at my door if he has any news, and it's often, and his name is Scotty. I know more about you people than you think I do. And I know more about the fire department and the sheriff's scanner and his relatives. Gibraltar, I know what every game is going to be and if I should go or not. And then his bowling scores. Yeah, it's fun. Then did you see the pulse for this week? Honestly. Did you see that one there? Up in the corner? That's your church. I said, oh, isn't that nice? I don't know what you paid to get that, but it was sure good. It says, from the fullness of the grace of Jesus, we have received one blessing after another. From Jesus, we have received one blessing after another. And so from John, the first chapter, there are three or four highlights that I would like to say about the blessings we have received one after another. First one, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. first long years ago I read that, and I thought, word, I wonder what that means. Well, you could put Jesus in there, because that's what it means. Not the word doesn't mean it, but that's what John had in mind when he writes it like that. In the beginning was Jesus, and the Word was Jesus, and Jesus was God. You know, you just stop to think of it. Now, listen, high schoolers and grade schoolers, this is not a scientific giving of a word, but just think, I'm thinking of a word, and it goes down some way to my vocal cords and to my tongue and lips, and I say that word, and then you pick it up with your ear and go through that eardrum, and then the bones of the middle ear, and then on up to the brain, and you get the word I said. It was a message that word is. And so the word, God had an idea, and he wanted his people to know it, so he had John write, in the beginning was the word, the message from God. And then in the beginning, that's when it happened. In the beginning, we're reminded of Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. That's what it was. Not long ago, in one of the Christian magazines, there was a very important article to me. There were pictures of two scientists. Both of them were believers in Christ. Both of them were known for their reputation of being Christians. And one of them believed that the earth is young, less than 10,000 years old. And the other believed that this whole creation, 13 to 14 billion years old. And that's quite a, you know, like from in my first Bible, it said the earth started in 4004 B.C., and if you figured it out, it was Friday afternoon when Adam and Eve were created. See, I had trouble shaking that. And some of my friends don't think I should have shaken it at all. They still believe it. But I don't. I don't know when, and I'm not arguing about it. I just say, in the beginning God created, and in the beginning was the Word, and that's Jesus. And what does he say? Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. The power of Jesus Christ. The message that God wanted us to have. From the fullness of his grace, the creator of all, we have received one blessing after another. Now, John's Christmas story is found in verse 14. He only takes 10 words to tell his Christmas story. Luke took 2 chapters. Matthew took 2 chapters. But John just says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word became flesh, made his dwelling among us. If Mary and Joseph had been living today, can you just imagine what the birth announcement would have been? On December 25th, we're glad to announce the birth of our son Jesus. He was 6 pounds, 4 ounces. And just a little short of 20 inches. And if they'd sent a picture along, like many do, he'd have had dark hair. The Word became flesh. Really can't understand how God could become a person. But he limited himself. And he did. And so that in that 14th verse, We have seen his glory. John wrote that. But we too have seen his glory. When we read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are some things in it we cannot understand. At least I cannot. And I simply say, can't understand that, but I'll find something I can. And when you find those verses in those four Gospels that you understand and you just say, ooh, this is really some person. You read his stories, and I can still hear my mother reading the Good Samaritan story, reading the story about little children coming around him. And they saw his miracles, and they heard him answer questions that were being asked. And there's one line in the scriptures that I really like. And the common people heard him gladly. The common people heard him gladly. We've seen his glory, full of grace and truth. The grace of Jesus would be his love, his caring for people. You cannot help but notice when you read about Jesus, his great care for children, his willingness to accept women, his concern for those who had no money, his concern for those who had great sicknesses, those who died. Full of grace and truth. We could use a great measure of that in today's world. We really don't know who to believe or what to believe. I'm a channel surfer. And so sometimes I have one channel and I see an event. And I quick turn to another channel, and same event. But you'd never know it by what's being said. You can't figure it out. Were they there? How does the interpretation of words go? Yes, I know we don't have to all see alike. But when we come to speaking, let's speak what is truth. He was full of grace and truth. From the fullness of his grace, we have received one blessing after another. Verse 10. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Here he created the people, he came to them, and they didn't recognize him. And then it's worse. He came to that which was his own, the ones in Nazareth, in Jerusalem, in Israel. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. We read the story of Jesus, we read his words, and we believe.